This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's Senate leaders have barred a Democratic lawmaker from using public lands to hire legislative aides because of her alleged mistreatment of her staff. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Senator Sonia Jaquez-Lewis will have no allocated funds to hire staff to help her during the next session. Democratic Senate leaders informed her of their decision this week, writing in a letter that they continue to hear concerns about how she treats staff. Jaquez-Lewis has been accused of creating a toxic work environment. She was removed as a committee chair in January and dropped as a sponsor of a wage theft bill after she was accused of withholding a staffer's final paycheck. She was recently elected to a second term in office to represent a district that covers parts of Boulder, Broomfield, and Weld counties. She didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Denver City Council committee gave initial approval to a proposal to ban the sale of all flavored tobacco products in the city. That includes fruit and candy-flavored e-cigarettes, menthol cigarettes, flavored hookah tobacco, and flavored chew and pouches. Jody Ratke is the Rocky Mountain Regional Director for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
Denver is influential to Colorado, but it's also important to the nation because it really does create momentum and inspiration for others who liken themselves to Denver.
Industry, convenience stores, and vape shops oppose it, saying it'll limit adult consumer choices. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.